to NURFM, and we're joined now by Matt Keane, who is New South Wales Government Minister for Innovation and Better Regulation. And we're looking at tickets for events, big name events. Prices for big name events and sporting events are right up there, actually. But as the event comes closer, it gets more and more expensive to get hold of a ticket, and there aren't so many available. Matt Keane, is this legal that scalpers, as we know them, charge such high prices?
Jane, currently it is legal, but what we're doing is introducing reforms into the Parliament to make sure genuine fans are able to get tickets to the concerts and live entertainment events that they want to go to at a fair and reasonable price. Currently, what happens is that ticket scalpers use automated ticket bot technology, which, for the benefit of your listeners, is technology that sweeps up tickets from a primary ticket-selling website like Ticketek, and then with those tickets, they throw them up on a secondary ticket-selling website like Viagogo, which I should just warn your customers about. And on Viagogo, you're getting a ticket at a massively marked-up price from the original face value. So what happens is that genuine fans can't get access to tickets on the primary ticket selling market. They have to go onto the secondary ticket selling market where they pay through the nose to get something that they would otherwise pay a reasonable price for. So let me give you an example. The upcoming Ashes test, we've heard examples of people trying to get tickets to the test which were marked up by over 200 to 300%. It's
wow.
Just not fair, and that's why we're going to crack down on this practice.
And how can you do this, I suppose, is the big question.
So we're introducing the toughest reforms in the country when it comes to dealing with ticket scalping. So we're going to stop the bots. We're going to get rid of this automated technology that's squeezing genuine fans out of the marketplace. So we've been working with our counterparts in the US and the UK to develop legislation that will disrupt the business model of these ticket scalpers who use the ticket bots. In addition to that, we're going to put a cap on the amount that can be charged on a resold ticket. So we understand people may not always be able to get along to an event that they purchased a ticket for, and we think it's entirely reasonable that they'd be able to sell that on the open market. What we don't think is reasonable is that people try and sell those tickets at markups of 400 and 900%, which are some of the stories that I've heard. So we're going to put a cap of 10% above the original face value of the ticket price, on any resale sold tickets in New South Wales. And if they're being sold at above 10%, then sporting bodies or the music promoters will have the opportunity to cancel those tickets.
So is this going to be easy to enforce?
Yeah, what we're going to do is not only give Fair Trading additional powers to enforce these laws, we're going to give the sporting bodies, the event promoters, we're going to give industry the ability to police their own tickets. So the business of promoters, sporting events, not being able to enforce their own terms and conditions of the tickets will be gone. We want to make sure that genuine fans are able to access tickets at a fair and reasonable price, and that's exactly what these laws are designed to do.
So this is for tickets that are being resold on an internet site, is that right?
They're tickets that are resold anywhere, but most specifically, this legislation will hit tickets that are currently being scalped on the internet. I mean, the majority of tickets are sold online these days, and our laws have to keep pace with the changes in technology. That's exactly what our plan is determined to do, to make sure that we have the latest laws to deal with the challenges being faced by ticket scalping in this state.
So will the legislation be coming in soon?
We'll be introducing legislation to the Parliament this week, and I'm hoping that the laws will pass as soon as possible.
Excellent. So that's one avenue that scalpers won't be able to use.
That's exactly right. I'm sick and tired of these dodgy ticket scalpers ripping off genuine fans and trying to make a quick buck at their expense. I won't stand for it, and that's exactly why we're cracking down on this dodgy practice.
Well, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Good on you, Jane. Thanks for having me.
And that is Matt Keane, who's a New South Wales Minister for Innovation and Better Regulation. Bad news for scalpers.